Galatians chapter 5. Now, again, this is Paul reasoning with these Jews, our Gentiles, who have been baptized into Jesus and become Christians, but now they were wanting to go to the synagogue to give up faith in Jesus and become justified with God, so they thought, by obeying the law of Moses. And he's explained that Jesus has called us to freedom, not having to obey a whole load of regulations that actually we can't obey fully. So he says, "For freedom Christ set us free. Stand then, as made free, and do not become entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I, Paul, tell you truly, that if you allow yourselves to be circumcised, it means that Christ is no longer of any use to you." So you see, the argument was, if you, a non-Jew, a Gentile, has been baptized, then you must be circumcised, or else you can't be saved. And Paul's saying, no, if you do that, you're trusting in works, and Christ is dead in vain in that sense. Once more, he says, "I warn anyone who wishes to be circumcised that he is thereby obliged to keep the whole law. And those of you who try to be justified with God by obeying the law have cut yourselves away from Jesus Christ. You have fallen away from grace. But our hope is that God will justify us with him, and this is what we wait for, through the power of the Spirit working by faith. For when we are one with Christ Jesus," and he's spoken earlier about being baptized into Christ, "neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is of any meaning, but all that matters is faith that works through love." So you see, by thinking that all I've got to do is to do a few rituals, offer a sacrifice now and again, you are not going to live the life of faith working through love. Because faith working through love affects every part of your life. You were running so well. Who hindered you that you stopped obeying the truth? How were you persuaded? That persuasion was not from God who calls you. A little bit of yeast makes all the dough rise up. But I am confident in you, because our life in union with the Lord Jesus makes me confident that you will take no other view. And the man who is upsetting you, whoever that might be, is going to be judged by God. So there was a specific man who was leading this campaign to get the Christians in Galatia to go to the synagogue and to become religious Jews, to go to Judaism and to leave Christianity. "But as for me," Paul says, "brothers, if I continue to preach the necessity of circumcision, why then am I still being persecuted? If that were true," so you see, they were falsely saying, even Paul says you've got to be circumcised, when he wasn't saying that. He said, if I was saying that, if that were my position, well, why are the Jews persecuting me then? "And if this were true, then all my preaching about the cross of Christ would not be so troublesome. It wouldn't bring all these problems for me. I wish that those who are upsetting you would actually go all the way and castrate themselves. As for you, brothers, you were called unto freedom, but don't let this freedom become an excuse for letting your lusts control you, but instead, in love, serve each other." So they wanted to go to keeping the law of Moses, but actually, this was an excuse to just get on and live the life that their lusts and natural desires told them to. Because they thought that, yeah, if we offer a few sacrifices, if we give some money to the temple, if we go the way of Judaism, great, I've done my religious bit in my life, and I can then just get on and enjoy myself, and I'll still be saved. I'll still be good with God. So actually, the idea of being so religiously obedient to keeping the law of Moses was actually an excuse for the flesh. This is the attraction of religion, that it makes people think that, oh, if I've done my bit of religion for the week, I'm free. Great, I can now go and sin and it's okay, I did my thing before God. Whereas what Paul keeps saying is that it's about the spirit, it's about the heart, because God wants your heart. He absolutely wants your thinking and the spirit that is in you. And that is a demand that is absolutely every moment you live. The whole law is summed up in one commandment: you shall love your neighbour as yourself. But if you act like wild beasts, devouring and hurting each other, be careful lest you are consumed of each other. What I'm saying is this: let the Spirit direct your lives. Like I was saying, it's not a case of just obeying a few laws and rituals and all that. It is about giving your whole life and heart and spirit to the things of God. So he says, what I say is this: let the Spirit direct your lives, and then you will not satisfy the desires of the flesh. For what our flesh desires is opposed to what the Spirit desires, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to what our natural human desires are. These two are at enmity, that is, they are enemies against each other, so that you cannot do that which you would. But if you are led of the Spirit, then you are not under the law. What the flesh desires is quite clear. The things of immorality, filth, indecent actions, idol worship, witchcraft, these are the works of the flesh. Arguments between people, fighting, jealousies, anger, ambition, separating into groups and parties, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and to do other things like these. I warn you now, as I have warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. We need to take that absolutely seriously, that those who live in that way of life and thinking will not be in the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have put to death the flesh with all its desires and passions. We have got life from the Spirit, and the Spirit must control our lives. We must not be proud or seeking to provoke one another or being jealous of one another. Those things are taken away from us if we walk and live in the Spirit. And so giving up the way of the Spirit and going back to thinking, oh yeah, I just do a little bit of religion, I just go to church and possibly read the Bible now and again and call myself a Christian, and okay, I go to church and I will say that I'm a Christian if somebody asks me, and yet getting on and living the life of the flesh, this is the same mentality, and this is a very powerful temptation. When I was baptized, I was drying myself off in the little room by the bathroom where I was baptized, and I opened my Bible at random, and it came open at roughly in the middle of the Bible, the book of Proverbs, where it says, "My son, give me your heart." And that's what God wants of us, what God wanted of me, what God wants of all of us. He wants your heart, which is your spirit, to be spiritually minded. This is the essence.